Recently published research from Korea and Japan confirm previous reports we've heard of nanotech in the COVID-19 injectables. Contents of the COVID-19 injectables produced by Pfizer and Moderna were examined under a stereo microscope at 400 times magnification. Specimens were cultured in different media to observe the effect they had on living cells. The study concluded that the anomalous injuries that have occurred worldwide since the injectables were pressed upon billions of individuals were caused by the nanotechnology contents of the COVID-19 injectables. The research found cellular toxicity, and over the course of a few weeks, simple one-dimensional structures grew into complex three-dimensional structures. Numerous artificial self-assembling nano-sized objects of many different shapes, including animated worm-like entities, discs, chains, spirals, tubes, and right angle structures containing other artificial structures within them. Some structures even seemed to appear and then disappear over time. All of this was found to be well beyond any expected and acceptable levels of contamination. This was first reported on nearly 3 years ago by Ricardo Delgado and La Quinta Columna out of Spain, who found a relationship between the nanotech and 5G. The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record, and the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. 5G towers were fired up for the first time in Wuhan, the same time they were reportedly experiencing a COVID-19 outbreak. David Icke said there was a relationship between COVID-19 and 5G back in 2020, and it got him banned. Using dark field microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mielchia has found these same artificial nanostructures in the blood of both those who got the COVID-19 injectables and those who did not. Decades ago, Silicon Valley guru Ray Kurzweil said that by 2045, most of human civilization will be non-biological machines, thanks to the advancements of nanorobots, which could cure aging and death. While talk of mRNA is making it easily into the mainstream, the nanotech is being ignored. According to the work at La Quinta Columna, there is no mRNA spike protein. According to their research, it's all about the nanotech, which they recently reported can be totally destroyed by a nicotine mixture derived from tobacco and distilled water. Hopefully, this nicotine study will be repeated by other independent scientists, because the mass infection of humanity with experimental nanotech has now been ignored for at least 3 years, and all sides of political leadership are steering us towards a brave new world of AI and the Internet of Things, where being an organic human being seems to not be an option. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks. That is the latest from Greg Reese. Find and share it at InfoWars.com and band.video. This is the American Journal. We got a big guest today, Leonarda Joni, in the third hour to break some news for us, actually. Some groundbreaking information about perhaps some stay-behind networks, your favorite social media site. Stay tuned for that revelation and so much more on today's episode of American Journal, the Daily Dispatch on the other side.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Thursday, September 12th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. What a show we have for you today, folks. We'll be joined in the third hour by Leonardo Joni, comedian, expert at getting kicked off the internet. We're going to talk to her about a revelation that she's uncovered. I'm not even joking. It's actually a pretty big deal, and it's information we will be breaking with her. So stay tuned for that. We'll take your calls throughout the second hour. I have so many videos to show you, and I'm going to try not to blow my top today, because good Lord, I mean, all right, we'll just get into it. Everything is insane. The story about the Haitians eating cats continues to just dominate my Twitter feed. I have so many videos of it, including many, many videos of Haitian people or people who have been to Haiti or people that are related to Haitians being like, no, you guys, they eat cats. Like, this is just a regular thing. Kind of like the article we showed you from 2019, celebrating the Haitians' eating of cats as a voodoo ritual on Christmas Eve. Nobody can Google, I guess. Nobody out there has the ability to type into Google, do Haitians eat cats, and determine whether or not this is true. It's true. It's yes, it's what they do. We'll get into it. We have lots of videos, lots of stories. Lots of world wars are breaking out all over the place. We'll get into all of it and more. We'll begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Thursday, the 12th of September, 2024. Issues with USPS could cause problems in November election. Election officials warn the problems with the U.S. Postal Service could cause problems in the November election. Oh, no. Oh, gosh, what an unexpected development. I guess maybe we shouldn't send ballots through the mail. Sorry, I told you I wasn't going to. It's just everything is so dumb. Everything is so easily fixable. We just have to deal with a continual stream of manufactured problems. U.S. Postal Service will play a large role in the upcoming election, but potentially not a good one, state and local election officials suggested in a letter on Wednesday. The letter from the National Association of Secretaries of State and National Association of Election Directors warned that problems with the Postal Service might disenfranchise voters in the upcoming election. Well, how could that be? I was under the impression that mail-in ballots were just as, if not more secure than normal, regular, legal ballots. But hey, what do I know? If I had to make a prediction, if I had to gaze into my crystal ball, I'm going to guess that the U.S. Postal Service is going to have problems in five certain swing states that are all going to flip to Biden in the middle of the night. I can see the future because I can see the past. We'll get more into that a little bit later. Meanwhile, this is an interesting development. I didn't even cover this story yesterday because I didn't think it was a thing, but now I'm not so sure. Wireless audio earring company responds to rumors Kamala Harris wore earpiece during presidential debate. A wireless audio earring company responded to rumors that spread that Kamala Harris wore an earpiece during Tuesday's night presidential debate against Trump. Social media users posted photos of Nova audio earrings next to a screenshot of Kamala Harris's earrings and suggested that she could have been used. It could have been used as an earpiece. Basically, it's these earrings. They look like, you know, stylish earrings, but they actually have little speakers in them, and they're, you know, an alternative to headphones or earbuds. And the German-based company actually responded to this. And this is the striking part. This is the strange part about this. Because I'd heard this story, and my interpretation was, like, look, if they wanted to have an earpiece for Kamala, it wouldn't be something that you could see. They have, I mean, they have, like, transcranial earphones that just, like, send vibrations through your head. They have, you know, earpieces that just completely disappear inside your ear. I don't think she would wear something that was ostentatiously displayed on her ear. That was my interpretation. And so when you see this headline, wireless audio earcom, you know, you expect like this is a conspiracy theory and how dare. But here's actually their response. The German-based company responded to the request by saying, quote, "The resemblance is striking," the company told Just the News. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Interesting. Interesting. And I think maybe what is happening here is they're like, maybe the vice president is wearing our earrings. Maybe you want to get a pair as well. Maybe they're a good product that you should purchase. I think maybe they're just taking advantage of this to try to sell some earrings. But they say, "We do not know whether Ms. Harris wore one of our products. The resemblance is striking. And while our product was not specifically developed for use at presidential debates, it is nonetheless suited for it," said Malte Iverson, managing director at Ice Batch Sound. "To ensure a level playing field for both candidates, we're currently developing a male version and should soon offer it to the Trump campaign. The choice of color is a bit challenging, though. Orange does not go well with a lot of colors." That's pretty funny. I don't know. That is pretty funny to me. So, you know, they don't deny it. They say, yeah, that does look like one of ours, actually. So maybe she was cheating. Meanwhile, US-UK pledge almost $1.5 billion in additional aid for Ukraine. We'll get back into this story a little bit later, as I think I want to do a little jaunt around the world, a little World War III overview, and talk about Israel and Ukraine, just to remind everybody of the timelines that got us to where we are now, and the series of false flags, coups, deep state undercover operations that have brought us to the precipice of nuclear annihilation. Just to remind ourselves of how utterly asinine, insane, and deranged our entire geopolitical reality is right now. But in the meantime, we're still paying out of our noses for it. The United States and Britain pledged nearly $1.5 billion in additional aid to Ukraine on Wednesday during a visit to Kyiv by their top diplomats as Ukraine officials renewed their pleas to use Western-provided missiles against targets deeper inside Russia. Anthony Blinken announced more than $700 million in humanitarian aid, while British Foreign Secretary David Lammy confirmed his country would provide another $782 million in assistance and loan guarantees. This becomes extra insulting when we'll combine it with a story a little bit later about the UK basically cutting off the heat for their elderly people in this winter weather because they can't afford it. We'll get into that a bit later as well. Meanwhile, a new statistical report by the CDC shows a 3% decrease in U.S. birth rates. The CDC released new data that shows in 2023 the number of women giving birth went down, and health experts said the U.S. is experiencing historically low numbers. But that's fine, because it turns out there's an infinite number of Haitians to take their places. Don't worry, folks. The die-out is real. The genocide is nearly complete, and the infinite number of third worlders are eagerly awaiting your children's place in history. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to keep us on the air. By the way, I don't really know the details. I know Alex put out a video. I wasn't able to watch it this morning, didn't have time. But I guess we're giving a truck away. But let me tell you, folks, the truck is in the parking lot, and it's a beauty. So I don't know what you have to do to win it, but I'm going to try to cheat. I'm going to try to win it with everything I've got. Again, I'm not even sure what you do. Go to Alex Jones's Twitter, at RealAlexJones, put up a video about how to win this truck. Again, I didn't watch. Well, I'm a little unprepared for this sales pitch, I guess.
You can go to the Alex Jones store.
You can go to the Alex Jones store.
.com. And buy apparel and buy knives. Apparel and get knives. Entered 5 to 10 times each purchase.
Are you on the air while you're saying this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right,
it's a raffle of the most badass truck ever made.
It is. Seriously, I was like walking through the parking lot and I like stopped. My jaw dropped and I was like, whoa, my God.
They could eat a Cybertruck for dinner.
It is really an impressive machine. I mean, you can just tell just walking by it. It's like intimidating. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Enter to win. I think I'll be attempting to win this. I have some stuff I need to run over, and that'll get the job done. We have a lot of videos to show you. A bizarre video from yesterday that I thought was fake at first, but I guess it's real, of Joe Biden putting on a MAGA hat. Now, this is interesting, and there's been a lot of speculation about Biden since he was unceremoniously chucked out of his party and removed from his candidacy as president. And one thing that we've noticed, and I talked about this with Lebanon John on Moonbase, we're speculating because it seems like the deep state operations have gotten a little bit more efficient, a little bit more dialed in recently. And we were wondering, you know, maybe that has something to do with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden does seem like he likes to be in charge. He seems like he likes being the boss and likes, you know, having things his way. And it seems like when they ousted him from his, you know, reelection campaign, he literally just went to the beach and was just like, all right, whatever, you guys are in charge now. And so I wonder if, like, for the past 3 years, all the deep state machinations have had Joe Biden, like, interfering somehow. I'm sure people have had this with bosses or even family members where it's like they have to, they can't just let you do something. They have to, like, get involved somehow. They have to do something to make it seem like they're involved. And it seems like that's kind of the style Biden is. So, like, I'm sure the deep state had to brief him on some of their operations, and you'd have to make some sort of change. It's kind of like the story of the Medicis, where we're asking Michelangelo to do a carving. And the lead Medici, he had to come up with, he had to come up with something for his own ego. He had to, you know, put his own mark on it. He said, the nose is too big. You have to change the nose. And the story is Michelangelo took some powder, went up, pretended to hammer at the nose, dropped some of the powder to make it look like he was carving, stepped back, and the Medici was like, yes, now it's perfect, right? Nothing had actually changed. But they need to feel like they've had an impact, like they've made some suggestion that's been, you know, that's made things better. So, you know, they can take credit for whatever it is. That's sort of the vibe I get from Biden. So maybe since he was ousted and basically retired now, we basically don't have a president. Maybe the deep state is just, you know, dialed in. The professionals are at work. They're just doing what they need to without any interference from Papa Joe. And they're getting things done. But it seems like he's pissed. And during the debate, it was one of the sort of underreported things Donald Trump dropped when he pointed at Kamala Harris and says, I'll tell you one thing, Joe Biden hates her. He hates this woman, which is very funny. And now Joe Biden is putting on a MAGA hat, which is interesting. Let's go to, I think we have the full clip here. It's about a minute, 22 seconds where you get the whole conversation and everything. Clip number 10. Here's the full exchange of the incident leading up to Joe Biden putting on a Trump 2024 hat, a legitimate positive step for unity in this country. I actually love this. Let's watch.
Trump, I like giving my presidential hat. Presidential seal on it.
You want to autograph it?
Oh, sure, I'll
autograph
it.
Huh?
Yeah.
You remember your name?
I don't remember my name. I'm slow.
You're an old fart. You're an old fart.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm an old guy.
And you're an old fart, right?
I know you would know about that.
What?
I'll be an old.
Oh, I know.
All right.
I'm a young timer.
He reminds me of the guys I grew up with. There was always one in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I'm the younger one.
There you go, man. I need that hat.
Want my autograph?
Hell no.
You know my name.
Put it on.
Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah. There he goes.
Got him, folks. Arrest this man. He's a MAGA extremist.
Hey.
I'm proud of you now.
He's calm. He's relaxed. He's in his zone. He's being funny. Who's this, Joe Biden?
Thank you.
They're good. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I hope you like the pizza. You guys pick the fish again. I don't know where it's
from. I guess it, I don't know if I didn't hear it in that clip, but apparently he said, remember, don't eat cats and dogs. He's talking about eating pizza. Yeah, it turns out when you get to spend half of your time laying on the beach like a dead whale, he's relaxed. He's feeling good. He's vibing with the community. He's bringing people together. Where's this Joe Biden been for the last 4 years? This Joe Biden is putting on a MAGA hat. Putting on a Trump 2024 hat, joking with people. Yeah, I'm old. I'm an old man. You know something about that, don't you, old timer? Like, compare that to standing in front of a blood red wall going, MAGA extremists are tearing this country down. Ultra extremist MAGA terrorist white supremacists will be rooted out and murdered. Like, what's going on here? Was he just playing a part? Was he just doing as instructed that whole time, and now that they've given him up, he's just like, oh, I get to be a nice person now? Or is it all a fraud? Like, what exactly is happening here? I don't know. All I know is Joe Biden is now on terrorist watch lists across the nation. He is on the no-fly list now. He just got kicked off of Twitter as well. How dare he put on a Trump hat? It's so crazy. It's like, You know you probably would have gotten elected if you'd just been like this for the last 4 years. I honestly don't even know what to make of this. What is going on? I don't know. I think Biden is just retired. I think he's just now retired completely, and he can just be a normal person now and isn't going out of his way to demonize and vilify his political opponents. And when asked about this, you know, he's like, yeah, it was a symbol of unity. And it's like, oh, really? Unity with the ultra MAGA terrorists that you're sending the FBI after on a daily basis? Interesting. Like, you know where the disunity is coming from. You know where the divisiveness is coming from. The fact that Joe Biden putting on a MAGA hat is like headline news and like a shocking thing is because the Democrats are evil, divisive scumbags 99.9% of the time. You would never see anything like this without some extenuating, incredibly rare circumstance like the one we're in now, where the sitting president is a egotistical, corrupt old coot that just got ousted by his party and is beyond a lame duck. He's like a Haitian duck. He's like one of the ducks that the Haitians took on. He's dead. He's a dead skinned, feathered, plucked duck that is just wasting time now, just wasting time, twiddling his thumbs, letting the deep state run the world into the ground. Incredible, isn't it? We have a lot of other videos to get to. While we're on the topic of Biden, let's go to this Project Veritas video. It's a new Project Veritas video. I guess it's another thing I didn't quite expect. It was, you know, pretty upsetting when Project Veritas kicked out James O'Keefe in that really absurd coup they pulled. But since then, it's just doubled Project Veritas's power. Now James O'Keefe and O'Keefe Media Group is coming up with bombshell undercover investigations showing Google rigging the election and, you know, the DOJ bragging about, or not bragging, but talking about how the entire Trump prosecution is political and not based off of reality. And now you've got Project Veritas coming out with videos. They've like honestly doubled their output, and it's been really amazing. We'll go quickly. We won't see the whole thing here, but this is clip number 6. Project Veritas investigation showing an immigration official explaining that Biden has the authority to stop illegal immigration at any time, and the current influx, the flood, the invasion happening is, of course, a total choice. Let's watch.
Why don't they just close the border? That's my question.
I personally think Biden has the power to do that. The refugee and asylum stuff is a mess. There's the backlog for asylum is so bad because there's so much immigration, more immigration than there was 20 years ago.
What's the percentage of cases that you see come across that get deported?
Not many. Out of all the ones I've seen so far, they have all been asylum approvals.
Deportation's good. A Democrat appointee couldn't say that because it does not. Why?
But it fits the party platform.
And who made the party platform is my question.
Whoever gives the most money to the Democratic Party. And we're completely controlled by the special interests above us.
I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people.
It is my testimony that the border is secure.
And we're completely controlled by the special interests above us.
So you work with the DHS officers?
Yeah, they're actually called immigration officers. Yeah, and they're under U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service. Mm. So U.S. Citizenship and Immigration is like the benefits agency for immigrants.
I don't know if we need an undercover video to show this, like so many other undercover videos that have come out. I mean, they're bombshell, they're good to have, they're solid evidence supporting what we've been saying the entire time. But it's weird to have somebody be like, yeah, Biden has the ability to stop illegal immigration. Yeah. What? A doctor has the ability to write prescriptions? The police have the ability to arrest criminals? Obviously, he has the ability to stop this. This is obvious. But he says, you know, obviously the special interests are the ones pulling the strings, controlling the Democratic Party. We may have some insight into why they're so desperate to allow the so-called asylum program to continue unabated. We'll go down to clip number 14. Here's Charlie Kirk talking to a missionary that goes to Mexico, and here's from the cartels themselves who their partners in the U.S. are. Let's watch.
I come from a missionary family to Mexico. We were with cartel members, and we see them convert to Christianity, saying how they traffic thousands and thousands of children, yeah, specifically to Democratic politicians, and they're they actually said the biggest client for their product is the U.S. government. And that actually exploded under the Biden administration.
Wait, so the cartels were telling your family they
directly in prison.
They were trafficking kids to Democrats?
Yes.
So it's legit? Cartels are trafficking, yes, kids as sex slaves for Democrats?
Yes.
Is this modern-day slavery?
Yes, they are.
So monthly. Just to give some detail for the audience.
Yes, sir.
You have an 11-year-old girl.
Yes.
What do they do with that girl?
They actually have to hide her. We were in Coahuila, which is where the Zetas were at. They just got eliminated, but they were the biggest traffickers. They actually kind of began to dismantle under the Trump presidency, even for the Mexican government. But the biggest that we know people that had to leave states, hide them, literally take them, like just completely.
And these girls become prostitutes.
100%.
At 12 years old.
Yeah, parents have sold their kids into it just to survive.
So when you hear that 320,000 kids have gone missing under Kamala Harris.
100% accurate. We see thousands and thousands of migrants on top of trains coming across, just destroying everything across the path.
Do they mean America well or harm?
Absolutely harm.
So the cartel works with the American government.
100%. So
to bring these kids as sex slaves. Yeah.
Yes.
This is not a joke, everybody.
This is not,
we've been saying this for a long time.
You guys can go. It's the largest
sex slave trade in the world history.
100%.
And Kamala Harris is overseeing it and co-signing it.
Just absolutely insane criminality happening in our country to a really disgusting degree. And we'll get back into the asylum system, the refugee system, the full-on genocidal invasion of the United States. Now, Haiti is the, you know, thing to talk about, but it's everyone from everywhere. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is InfoWars, American Journal, band.video. Also setting viewership records day after day on X. So however you're finding us, whether it's on the radio, InfoWars.com/show, band.video, streaming us on Rumble, streaming us on X, however you're finding us, thank you for being here. And if you're new to InfoWars, I'm going to try to fulfill our role here and not just talk about some of the more scandalous and absurd stories happening around America, but try to explain something that is just the bare minimum necessary to understand the world around you. And it's that things don't just happen. They happen for a reason. They happen on purpose. The things going on around you are not just developing naturally like the dew on the lawn in the morning. It's not just the wind blowing this way and that way with no one controlling. By the way, they control the weather too. So this isn't even a really good analogy, but the point is things like 20,000 Haitian migrants getting dropped into a small town is not for the benefit of the small town. And it's not because there's just nothing we can do and they just popped up one day and now we have to take care of them like a baby dropped at our doorstep. No, they were imported. They were brought here. We are paying billions upon billions of dollars to a vast network of NGOs, government-sponsored programs, church groups, just Jewish groups, just
tons of groups all working hand in hand, making money hand over fist to bring in millions upon millions of people, specifically because they're incompatible with the West, because they cause strife and disruption and chaos that can then be taken advantage of by evil people in power, and also because it contributes to the desired genocide of white people, as we white people represent resistance. We represent resistance and a challenge to authority, as in the entire millennia-long, multi-millennia-long history of the development of civilization, no civilization has ever been built with the freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, individuality that is incumbent in the West, and especially here in America. That's a problem to sick, despotic tyrants who want to control everybody through fear. So they're trying to get rid of us. It's pretty obvious. And one of the things that has become a flashpoint in the media is the Haitian invasion of Springfield, Ohio. But this comes shortly after the Venezuelan invasion of Aurora, Colorado. All of these crises are happening simultaneously, not one after another, but all at the same time, because they're all part of a singular global program. We'll tie it into Europe as well, since Europe and America are the only places this is really happening, other than, of course, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and anywhere else where white people gather in a majority population. So let's take a look at the rumors, the speculation, the unproven claims about Haitians eating pets, eating cats. I mean, there's more evidence for this than you could ever need for anything. It is just absurdly obvious that it is actually happening. And the only thing that the Democrats have to claim this isn't happening is that the city manager says there aren't any credible reports about specific incidents of house pets being stolen by Haitians. So because the city manager, whoever the hell that is, says that this one particular instance isn't on official record, therefore none of it's happening, this is absurd. But you should also ask the question, why are they so desperate to convince you it's not happening? Either it is happening, and in which case you should probably be concerned about it because it's, well, Haitians eating cats, and that's crazy. Or it's not happening, in which case, for one thing, there wouldn't be 10,000 people all saying it's happening and pointing out how it is occurring with their own eyes and telling story after story about them witnessing it themselves. But if it wasn't happening, then, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. And it just doesn't even make sense. Like, what do people think is happening? People think that just one day somebody was like, I know what I'm going to do. I hate black people, so I'm going to come up with this nonsense story. I'm just going to make something up. How about, I'll say Haitians are eating cats and just like puts that out there and everybody else just falls for it. These things are actually happening. These things don't just crop up from nowhere. There's not some dude who's racist against Venezuelans that just imagined Trinidad Aragua is taking over apartment buildings and decided to spread that rumor and everybody else just got caught up in it. We talk about these things because there's evidence for these things, because these things are actually happening, and they're desperate to convince you that they're not happening because they want them to continue happening. It's really not that complicated. They're invading and destroying our country, and they want you silent, complicit, or ignorant while they do it. Let's go now to some videos. We'll go first to clip number 11. Here's a Haitian American slamming those who are dismissing the reports coming out of Springfield, Ohio.
My father immigrated from Haiti to the United States in the late 60s as a teenager. And I want to talk about these recent comments about the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. First, I want to say my father and I are now estranged, but I did know him in my very, very young years. And when he immigrated, he was one person, and they weren't sending, you know, thousands of Haitians in one area. He wasn't eating people's pets, and he didn't practice voodoo. But he did say that most of the island, the majority of the island, does practice voodoo. The reason they eat cats is for two reasons. Number one is survival. This is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. You can't just go to a food bank like you can here, or just go to McDonald's and get some free or cheap food. Unless, of course, there's a Christian missionary there. People in the United States have a really hard time imagining that type of thing, but it is true. Second, they do animal sacrifices for their religion, voodoo. They make these animal sacrifices to these gods for different reasons. You can do your own research on this. Do I think voodoo is a demonic religion? Yes, I do. That doesn't mean that you hate these people. These people need prayer. But you can't just take over all these people from another country and expect it to work. Not to mention it doesn't fix the problems of that country. And there's more people left in Haiti than we can bring over. It's not racist to acknowledge that this is a problem. It's not racist to talk about these things that are happening. This is not just white Americans saying this is black Americans. You can look at the people in Springfield, Ohio, saying that this is happening. Y'all just want to joke about Trump and say that he's crazy for saying that this is happening instead of actually checking at all to see if this is happening. You want to make jokes about these things. Well, what if it were happening to you and your community? And no, it's beyond eating their pets, even though that is bad enough.
Yeah, they're doing voodoo rituals because a lot of them are devil worshipers. Let's go now to clip number 21. This American from the same island as the Ohio Haitian illegal immigrants. Let's watch.
Listen, I am not Haitian, but I am from the Caribbean. The Haitian immigrants are indeed eating animals. Let me tell you something about these people. Not only are they harvesting cats for food, but also for witchcraft purposes, voodoo purposes. Understand this. If you don't want to take my word for it, go out there. Meet a Haitian. Talk to them about it. This is not something they aren't proud of. It's their culture. They eat these animals and they use the blood and bones of these animals for voodoo and witchcraft purposes. This is not a joke. The fact that they are here illegally, Kamala did say she gave them a temporary protection. Over 100,000 of them. But here's the thing. For good luck purposes, they will harvest cats. They will use the blood.
They're under, and that's Hail the King 23 on TikTok making this statement. They're under temporary protective services. You know, it's temporary until they become citizens. They're never going anywhere, folks. Temporary protective service, just like asylum, is a lie, a rhetorical lie they use to circumvent the laws of our country.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Can you talk about immigration issues? Honestly, there's more videos that Snipe can even play today. A 30-minute compilation straight of Springfield residents just being like, yep, that house right over there, that's where they cook the cats. Someone else is being like, yeah, that lady had 50 cats. Now she only has 5 because they've all been eaten by the Haitians. 911 calls, police reports. One of the videos, the guy talks about the Haitians getting pulled over by police and being like, yeah, we're going to go eat these cats. And the police are like, have a good day. I mean, so you really have to ask. Why are they covering this up? Because we can look at this story from Reuters. How Haitian immigrants fueled Springfield's growth. Oh, see, the Springfield Ohioans, they should be happy. Their town is growing. The economy is so much better. The GDP is, you know, a few percentage points higher. So, sure, your sense of safety and your well-being and your, you know, the town from your youth is being utterly destroyed. Everything's getting worse. You're paying more for insurance. It's just a massive, unsustainable burden on the people of Ohio. But, you know, the numbers on the GDP are ticking up. So it's a good thing, actually. Actually, they spurred your growth. Now, we've talked about this ad nauseum. I don't want to go over it over and over again. But it's important to emphasize here. These people are brought over as globally sourced scab workers. They're brought in with government-funded subsidies by corporations who want to employ them at the bare minimum wage because their housing is funded, their food is paid for by American taxpayer dollars, their health insurance is paid for. Everything's paid for by us, given to them for free so they can work at rock-bottom wages and still come out on top because they're getting everything for free, unlike the American citizens who are desperately trying to keep things together. It's so patently unfair, so vicious and heartless to the people who actually live in these towns. It's hard to even describe. And even on the first day that we were talking about this, we showed stories that were talking about the sad decline of Springfield, Ohio, and how the industry had just moved away. The wind blew, and suddenly manufacturing was sent to China.
Nobody's responsible for this. Nobody could have seen it coming. There's nothing anybody can do. Sorry, Springfield. You just have to be a desiccated husk of what you once were. The vibrancy and the prosperity and the jobs and the warehouses and the factories and industry and schools, that's all just going away now. And you just suck. Sorry. Everything sucks for you now. And it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong, but your life is terrible. Your town is destroyed. But don't worry. We're going to save it by sending 20,000 Haitian migrants and billions of dollars of federal money to get them jobs over you. And we've covered how the jobs the Haitians were getting in Springfield and in other Ohio towns were never even advertised to the local populace, never available to the American citizen. No, the recruitment into jobs that are now available because of this springing up of investment and suddenly available money for Springfield, Ohio, is contingent on their hiring Haitians, and they're using the immigration system as an employment recruitment tool, recruiting people directly from the slums of Haiti into Ohio because their pay is subsidized by your tax dollars. And in this article, how the Haitian immigrants fueled Springfield's growth, which is like, yeah, okay, mushrooms fueled the growth of my garden, right? Weeds fueled the growth of my rose garden. It's Springfield, Ohio is being racially cleansed is what's happening. Oh, they're fueling the growth. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, the Japanese fueled the growth of China during the invasion. Say there were more people there. They were producing more things because of the slave labor. But if all you care about is GDP, then everything else can fall to the side. The point is, everybody knows this is bad. Everybody knows how horrific this is. That's why they're so desperately trying to justify or cover it up. And it's the same thing sort of across the board, like every story you want to talk about. The reason they have to lie about it is because they cannot pretend like this is good. They cannot pretend like what people are experiencing and what's being reported is anything other than, in their words, quote, atrocious, atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious. They talk about this arrival of 15,000 immigrants from Haiti over 3 years, how it's reshaped the city of 58,000, offering some promise of economic revival along with growing pains. It has unwittingly thrust Springfield into the middle of a national conversation about immigration, the economy, and race. Yeah, about race, is that what it has to do with? Incredible. It does. It does have to do with it. It's because they're specifically targeting majority white places. And again, wouldn't it be nice not to have talked about this? Wouldn't it be nice for this not to be an issue? But when they're writing articles that are like, Maine is the whitest state in America, what are we going to do about that? Right? Tens of thousands of migrants head to New Hampshire because it's too white and must be diversified. So, I mean, they're not shy about why they're doing these things. But we're supposed to be labeled white supremacists for saying the same thing, but in a different tone. With Republican candidate Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance recirculating what local police and city officials say are false claims of crimes and atrocious acts being committed by Haitians. Oh, are they atrocious acts? Are they? So if this is happening, you're appalled by this, right? You think this is terrible? You think the people doing it are bad? Or do you like the atrocious acts? I mean, you don't call them atrocious if you like them, right? So you get that what's going on here is, in fact, abominable, horrible, vicious, disgusting. So you have to pretend it's not happening, even though it obviously is. They get how bad this is. They get how disgusting this stuff is. And it happens over and over, right? What happened when we talked about the vaccine passport 4 years ago? And everybody was appalled by this because they know intrinsically. They're like, oh my God, what? Are you saying that the government would restrict your ability to purchase food by making you get a medical intervention that you don't need? That's crazy until it happens. And they're like, yeah, you just scan your QR code right here. It's super cool. Everybody gets how bad this stuff is. Somehow they psychologically program Americans into ignoring it until it's no longer possible to ignore it, and then accepting it and telling you you're bad for speaking out against it. It's ridiculous. And in this article, they can't help but list the number of horrible outcomes that this has caused for everyone in Springfield. Maybe not the Haitians. I mean, hell, the Haitians aren't eating mud and living in filth anymore. They're living in Springfield, Ohio. So good for them, right? But they're doing it under false claims, false pretenses. They're doing it by stealing money, by making false claims and false pretenses, by claiming to be asylum seekers when they're not, when they've lived for years in other countries. But because there was an earthquake 3 years ago in Haiti, because Haiti doesn't have running water, because they have an average IQ of 75. I mean, my God. The only humanitarian response to what's happening in Haiti would be to conquer Haiti. That's the only thing. That's it. If they want running water, if they want to maintain just the bare minimum of civilization, they obviously can't handle it. For whatever reason, come up with what. Is it because they're devil worshippers? Is it because they practice voodoo? Is it because they're black? Is it because the ley lines happen to cross Haiti at an inconvenient angle? Who cares? They can't do it. It's a failed country. Utterly failed. There's a city of 300,000 people in Haiti. It has zero schools, no running water, no paved roads. Like, it has nothing. 300,000 people, no schools. That's America in the future. Unless we stop it right now. Unless we have, like, the intelligent, meritocratic, decent people, you know, actually in charge. But instead, we're just being invaded and replaced. In this Reuters article, where they're celebrating the beautiful bounty of diversity that is being brought unwillingly to Springfield, Ohio, enrollment in Medicaid and federal food assistance and welfare programs surged. So did rents and vehicle accidents, including a collision last year when a Haitian without a U.S. driver's license drove into a school bus, killing 11-year-old Aiden Clark and injuring 26 other children by somebody who, by the way, had been arrested and released at the border shortly before that. The number of affordable housing vouchers fell as landlords moved to market-based rents that were rising in the face of higher demand, a blow to existing residents relying on them. So everything's gotten worse for the locals. Nothing has gotten better. Their rent is higher. Their insurance is higher. Their cats are being eaten. Their cars are being crashed into. Their children are being killed. Person after person going up to the city council going, my husband and I have lived here for 45 years and we have to leave because we're being psychologically terrorized and we can't handle it anymore. Oh, but they have to accept it because the Haitians that are funded by their tax dollars are really enjoying it, and the corporations that are paying rock bottom prices for slave labor are really into it. And the Democrats who rely on the cross-border trade of sex slave children insist that no ducks are being eaten. It's not about the ducks. It's not about the cats. It's about the deliberate destruction of America by the importation of an unlimited number of foreigners.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to we're on the topic of proving to show the folks a brand new
things that
life.
The mainstream media claims are debunked.
While
we're on the topic of just obviously real things that those in power demand we ignore, let's talk about abortion, shall we? This is one of those things where I don't even know what to do at this point. They ABC interrupt a presidential debate to fact check Donald Trump about late term abortions, despite the fact that they're on the books. They're legal. They brag about it. They advocate for it. It's another one of these examples where when you say 9-month abortion, when you say post birth abortion, you say late term abortion, it's obviously horrible. It's obviously atrocious. It's obviously despicable, horrifying to imagine a mother carrying a baby for 9 months, feeling it kick around and wiggle around. I mean, understanding its personality to a certain degree. If you've ever had kids, you know, like they do when they're outside the womb, what they did inside the womb. An energetic kid in the womb is an energetic kid outside the womb. If you can walk around with a child in your stomach for 9 months and then rip it out and kill it, you're a sick demon person. Okay? And everybody gets this. And everybody knows this. That's why when Trump brings up post-birth abortion or 9-month abortion, everybody's appalled. Everybody goes, no, whoa, there's no way that's happening. Except it is. So how are you simultaneously appalled and insulted at this concept because it's so horrific, and yet you're putting it on the books, and yet you want to shut down the conversation specifically because you want the practice to continue? Do you get these people are just evil? Like, it's not misconceptions, it's not ignorance, it's not, it's deception to facilitate evil. And they know exactly what they're doing. So let's just prove it, shall we? Clip number 17 here. Students for Life staff members calling an abortion vendor, proving late-term abortions are real in case you needed more evidence. Let's watch.
I am looking to have an abortion.
How far along are you?
I'm 34 right now. My
34 weeks.
Boyfriend is kind of out of the picture now, so I don't really have any support.
It's a 4 to 5 day procedure. A needle is inserted through the abdomen and into the fetal heart. Lidocaine is injected, and that will completely numb the fetus. After that, we inject a medication called Digoxin and another medication called KCL, which will slow and then stop the fetal heartbeat. And then we'll give you a medication called Misoprostol. Misoprostol will sort of induce contraction, will assist you in sort of pushing in the induction, and then remove all of the products of conception. You're definitely going to feel discomfort and cramping, but we do give you fentanyl and Versed during the procedure. We specialize in later trimester care. Our doctor is very well versed in what he's doing, and he's very good.
So I'm not like a rare situation. Y'all help women this late in pregnancy all the time?
All the time.
All the time. No, all the time we just fill up pregnant mothers with a concoction of pharmaceutical chemicals to slaughter their baby at 34 weeks. Now, remember, the important part about having a fully developed baby to harvest is that you can then sell it for more than an undeveloped baby. So there's greed on top of this. In case all of the evil that we're talking about wasn't enough, it is all spurned on and you know, continued because of a deep-seated greed in these people. Let's go to clip number 13. More proof? Here it is.
We're going to call the abortion facility, and I'm going to tell them I'm pregnant with a 32-week fetus, as you say. Hi, I just turned 32 weeks pregnant. Am I able to come in for an abortion ASAP?
I wouldn't be able to see because we got a 23rd, so that would put you there 34 weeks.
Can I still have an abortion at 34 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. I just have to do an intake. Do you have about 5 minutes?
Sure, I have 5 minutes. Yeah, I just found out that she could have Down syndrome. I can still have the abortion, right, even though she has Down syndrome?
Yeah, so we just have to do an intake because the doctor...
It doesn't fucking matter! That's late-term abortion.
Yeah,
man.
It doesn't matter. That's the thing. They sit there and they go, it's not happening. That's crazy. Late-term abortion, that's sickening. And then you're like, hi, can I get a late-term abortion? And they're just like, yeah, we do them every day all the time. And it's like, well, but it doesn't matter then. Well, in that case, it doesn't matter. I'll just blind myself to the evil so I can be complicit in it and not feel guilty. Sick, evil people.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to be joined in the third hour by Leonarda Joni. She has some bombshell breaking news. And I know we have a lot of bombshell breaking news, and it's like that's never really an improper phrase to say, because in any reasonable, normal world, this stuff, like everything we cover, would cause massive systemic change. But when the media covers it up, when they don't tell people about it, and people don't make a stink about things, then the politicians don't feel like it has an impact on their re-elections, so they don't do anything about it, so it continues unabated. So it's very frustrating here, where we are now in the information war, that like we have all of the information you could ever possibly need. It's all completely out there in the open. The people doing it are admitting it, whether it's on hidden camera or whether it's just in the press, just admitting things out in the open that you like are beyond description, just beyond insane, and just nothing happens. I mean, probably the best example of this is the fact that 325,000 children have just gone missing over the last 3 years through the immigration system. 325,000 minor people, children under the age of 18, have been processed through the immigration system and are now gone. Not just that, like, we gave them to somebody, we said, we reunited them with their parent, then we never saw them again. No, that's 325,000 instances where an attempt has been made to get in contact with a child that was processed through the system that can no longer be contacted. The person that they gave the child to no longer answers their phone. They go to the house. Nobody's living there anymore. The children are gone. They give them to a stranger, and then they're never seen again. 325,000. It's like it didn't even happen. It's like hardly even made a blip. Why does nobody care about this? What the hell is going on? This is just one of a myriad of examples. I mean, it goes on and on. We'll get into this a little bit later. But Victoria Nuland has admitted, again, we've known the really frustrating part about this is, like, I could kind of understand if this was 20 years ago and we would say something that would seem crazy and would cause doubt or you know, bizarre, you know, people to be suspicious of the activity or the inclinations, the motives of the people in power. But just even for the sake of their sanity, or just because it's so far-fetched, they just go, ah, I'm not sure if I believe that. So I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to choose to trust the authority here. And then when it's proven, you know, there'd be some sort of like, wow, I thought that was wrong. But now that I see it's real, gee, we need to do something about this. At this point, they're just admitting what we've been saying for decades. And nobody cares. And nobody does anything about it. It's so unbelievably frustrating. It was frustrating already just trying to tell people about the truth when it was hidden. Now the truth is in the open and we just are pointing, going, does anybody care? And still nothing happens. It's It's mind-blowing that we're here. Newland admits U.S. discouraged Ukraine from signing Russia peace deal at the moment it was really close. Does anybody care that the Ukraine war continues to spiral out of control, continues to escalate into more and more aggressive action on both sides for no reason, when this could have been over years ago, when it never could have started if we hadn't performed the coup? Now, I don't want to get bogged down in Ukraine, but it's just another one of these examples. It's just another one of these stories where, yeah, there could have been peace. There could have been peace years ago. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people would still be alive today. But that's not the plan. That's not the plan they want in operation. So all these things are proceeding on pace in a plan. Israel's the same way. I really do want to break down, just from a bird's eye view, Ukraine and Israel a little bit later. Just to remind ourselves of like how we got here, what the timeline is, how these conflicts actually started, how they progressed, how they could have ended over and over and over, but they don't want to. So now we're spending billions of dollars more. Before we do that, before I do a whole breakdown of Ukraine and Russia and Israel and Hamas and the Hannibal Directive and just everything about that, we'll look at a tangential story here, with the U.S. and the U.K. pledging $1.5 billion in additional aid for Ukraine. Again, you just have to ask, like, when is enough enough? What is the limit here? How much more do we have to pay? And how much are we missing out on because of the infinite wealth we are spending for whatever boondoggle, murderous nonsense they're trying to achieve in Ukraine? None of this is necessary. We could have not spent a single dollar in Ukraine and everything would be fine. Instead, we're spending basically everything that we possibly can. This isn't even about Ukraine necessarily. It's more about the UK. It's more about the UK and just the whiplash nature of these stories as you go from one to another. From Gateway Pundit: Labour British MP Starmer and his hellish government scrap winter fuel payments for 10 million pensioners while freeing 1,700 prisoners, including dangerous ones. Just 2 months into his premiership, Labour Prime Minister Keir Starmer has started to unveil his true face and enact odious policies that he purposefully hid from voters. He began yesterday with a whopper, mugging pensioners and freeing muggers. Labour MPs were ordered to ram through a cruel raid on pensioners while simultaneously authorizing the early release of hundreds of prisoners in a list that includes thieves, drug dealers, and even murderers. Daily Mail reported, in sickening scenes this morning, freed inmates celebrated by soaking themselves in champagne. One former prisoner was met by friends in a Lamborghini, while others boasted that he was now a lifelong Labour voter. Just hours later, 10 million pensioners were stripped of their winter fuel payments as the party forced through the controversial measure in the Commons vote. These two things obviously are very contradictory, and you know, both of them represent the true heartless nature of the supposedly, decent, upstanding, moral people. They constantly condescend to us about how moral they are. But let's look at the contradictions here. They are scrapping winter fuel payments for 10 million pensioners, retirees, because they can't afford it, while simultaneously pledging $600 million for Ukraine. I'm sorry, $782 million for Ukraine. They don't have the money to help the elderly people of their own country have the heat they need to survive the winter. They're stripping 10 million British people who worked their whole lives and then retired, expecting that their life of contribution to the British state would see them have a comfortable retirement. They're stripping their heating subsidy so they can send it to Ukraine. $782 million in assistance. They're letting out 1,700 violent criminals, rapists, and murderers, while simultaneously filling up the prisons with 11-year-olds who posted something on Facebook. not exaggerating, 13-year-olds who were standing on the sidewalk while a riot was going on. People who asked a question of the police in a way that the police found insulting. High school, like 13-year-old autistic girls who called a lesbian, they're being arrested. They're being put into prison. They're releasing 17, they have released, I shouldn't even speak as if this is in the future. They've already done it. They have released 1,700 violent criminals to deal with prison overcrowding while setting up rapid pace courts where they, I guess, how do you speed up a court process? You probably remove some of the rights of the defendant, if I had to guess, to expedite the process of imprisoning thousands of people for their speech, for saying things that can be construed as racist or divisive or whatever. And when you look at the immigration system in Britain in total, it perhaps is the premier example in the world of a situation and occurrence where just basic, average, lower than average human intelligence should make it abundantly clear what the real purpose of all of this is, what the real intentions are, where their priorities are, what they're trying to achieve. It could not be more obvious. They're stripping pensioners of their heating subsidy as we approach winter. 10 million of them will no longer be granted the boost to their pension to make up for the cost of energy, which is skyrocketing, by the way, because they're shutting down coal power plants because the green people say so. And that, again, like, this is the thing. My mind just reels because it's like all of this is tied in together. It's all very intricately intertwined, right? You've got energy prices in Europe skyrocketing because of the Ukraine war, which never had to happen, which only happened because NATO overthrew a duly elected president, performed a coup, and started a terrorist campaign terrorizing the people of Eastern Europe, Eastern Ukraine that didn't want to be in it. So we've got this war in Ukraine that the sanctions caused massive rise in the price of European energy. Simultaneous to that, they are using climate change to justify shutting down or repurposing coal power plants across the UK, including the biggest one, Drax, which instead of burning coal, burns trees harvested from forests in British Columbia, ground down into pellets, shipped across the Atlantic Ocean, and burned for heat. That's green because it's not coal. Like, all of this is intertwined. All of it is deeply, deeply connected, and they can't afford the heating subsidy for the extra high energy prices because of the climate change and the Ukraine debacles, because they're spending literally billions of dollars on economic migrants from around the world who are draining the budget of the UK to an unsustainable degree by the billions upon billions upon billions upon billions. I mean, it is almost beyond description. This is from whitepapersinstitute.substack.com. The UK's 1.7 million non-working immigrants. And it's the same case in Germany, and it's the same case in the Netherlands, and it's the same case in France, and Spain, and Ireland, and Portugal, and everywhere else in Europe. It's the same everywhere. They're bringing in these migrants because of the wars that have started in the Middle East, like all of this stuff. It is a giant web. It's a network. And if you can, if the mainstream media and the powers that be and the authorities and the controllers of the collective conscious can make you think these things are separate, then I guess they kind of make sense. But if you have the ability, if you have the intelligence necessary to draw a line from point A to point B, if you are capable of performing a preschool task of seeing a blatant inconsistency in two different statements, then you should be able to see what's going on here. You should start asking questions. Now, other words, if you only had a memory of 5 seconds, then I would understand how I could say, we have no money for pensioners to heat their homes this winter. You'd go, oh, that's terrible. And I'd go, we're giving $1 billion to Ukraine this year. And if you don't remember that I said that last statement, then it's like, you, if you're just a fresh, brand new slate of ignorance, you go, okay, we're giving money to Ukraine. Cool. I guess we have a lot of money then. But if you can see, if you have the ability, if you have the power, the mental capacity to understand how absurd it is that they're cutting the heating funds for pensioners, 10 million of them, because we don't have money, while spending $782 million on financial subsidies for Ukraine. Do you understand that this isn't real? That none of this is real? That all of this is a scam? That it's all a giant fraud? Can you do it? Do you have the strength? Do you have the ability, the intelligence, or the bravery to question things that are obviously wrong? The British welfare state has 1.7 million non-working immigrants, costing them $8.5 billion a year. Over and over and over, we have to tell the story. Over and over and over, it's the same situation. We're bringing in migrants because, you know, our depopulation programs and really successful here are mind control, convincing women that motherhood is slavery, convincing men that marriage is like jail, the chemical interventions from the poison in the food and water lowering fertility, the costs of living going up year over year in a subtle but noticeable way, leaving people feeling like they can't afford to have kids and delaying it those few years. See, all of these things have combined to be so successful in diminishing the population growth in Europe that we got to bring in migrants to keep up the pension system, which was set up from the beginning to be a unsustainable Ponzi scheme requiring infinite growth forever and impossibility without the invasion. You bring these people in with the claim that they're going to fill up the pensions. They all go on welfare. None of them work. None of them contribute. Like, it would be bad enough if they just didn't contribute to the pensions. No, they are draining the resources of the government. So now you have to, you know, work until you're 70 instead of 60. Now you have to work an extra 10 years. You can't claim your pension because the people that we brought in to pay your pension, you have to work an extra 10 years to pay for their life because they're choosing not to work, even though they're capable and able, because you're suckers, because this is a scam, because it's all set up on purpose to be this way, because the ultimate goal is the destruction of Europe, is the elimination of nations, is the subsuming of the diverse and varied people of Europe into one singular deracinated morass, constantly at war with itself, to be taken advantage of and in a state of anxiety and fear so they can be controlled. Unless you think they really are trying to do things right and are just this stupid, in which case we got a whole other set of issues to deal with. But they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. They're doing all of this on purpose. The original report published by the Center for Migration Studies shows that nearly 36 billion pounds have been spent on economically inactive migrants since just 2020, and this figure is increasing annually once students are included. 23.8 billion pounds on economically inactive migrants since 2020. This spending is equivalent to 30% of the UK's £120 billion 2023 budget deficit, a figure I find striking, but I'm not surprised by. Billions upon billions of dollars going to migrants who are choosing not to work, going to Ukraine for the war that could have been over before it even started, cutting winter fuel payments for 10 million pensioners, so they have to dip into their savings, so they're left with nothing, so they're being squeezed from every angle, on top of the inflation, on top of the energy costs caused by the Ukraine war, on top of the migrant crisis, which costs them tens of billions of dollars every single year to support people just sitting around, standing around, twiddling their thumbs and sucking on the teat of Big Brother in the UK. Because of course the wars in the Middle East that we started. So it just goes on and on. It just goes on and on and on. And by the way, the NHS, the National Health Service, this celebrated, lauded, beautiful socialistic medical system brought to you by the Labour Party treasonous scumbags in the UK government. The NHS must reform or die, warns PM, as new report says service is in critical condition. Well, gee, well, there's just no money. I mean, there's just no money. Sure, we've got $32 billion for people just to sit around and not work. I mean, but they all got three wives. You know how expensive that is? You know how expensive it is to have three wives and 24 children in the UK right now? They need your taxpayer dollars. So the NHS has to shut down and your grandma has to freeze to death. And yes, we're sending, you know, $10 million Tomahawk missiles on a daily basis to Ukraine so that they can accelerate and expand the war against Russia. So I know it's bad. I know it doesn't seem sustainable, but if all goes as planned, you'll all be eviscerated in nuclear hellfire within a year or two. So just hold on. Just hold on for that little longer, and all of the problems that we're causing right now will seem like a walk in the park compared to nuclear winter. Keir Starmer says the NHS must reform or die as the government publishes an independent investigation into the state of the health service. The report was carried out by whoever. It concluded the NHS was in critical condition with record waiting lists and too much of its budget spent in hospitals, as well as saying the nation's health had significantly deteriorated over the past 15 years. However, Lord Darzi said the service's vital signs remain strong as the sector is filled with staff who shared passion and determination to make NHS better for patients. Because, of course, just like the manufacturing plants in Springfield, Ohio, they're importing scab workers to fill the NHS positions that could go to British people. Like, none of this is by accident. None of this is necessary. None of it's a natural disaster. It's not a hurricane that we just have to deal with. And, you know, all these people are just showing up. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. They're bringing them in. They're importing them. There are lines a mile long waiting on the coast of France for the little dinghies to bring them across to the UK so they can get put up in a five-star hotel and start getting checks from the UK government because they're asylum seekers, despite the fact that they're literally camped out on the coast of France right now. Again, do you have an IQ in the double digits? Can you see through this obvious manipulation? Just imagine. I mean, I don't know what normal people are thinking right now. They must not have memories. I mean, they literally must have memory of 5 seconds. Because you can open up a UK newspaper today and you see on one page, there's no money for the NHS. There's no money for the heat of elderly people. And on the page opposite is $782 million to the war in Ukraine, $38 billion to pay for the welfare of people who choose not to work and are immigrants to the UK. And if you protest it, you'll be thrown in jail. If you talk about it online in words deemed unsavory by the expedited courts, you could face 2.5 years in prison. You could be ripped away from your children and your family and thrown into the prison system that is now, by the way, controlled entirely by Muslims in the UK. And all of it's on purpose, and all of it's by design, and it's happening everywhere in Europe, and it's happening everywhere in America. I want to ask a single question about this, because it ends up in a scary place.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hand, you're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. NHS in the UK is having to constrict itself. They're cutting the pension plans of 10 million pensioners while simultaneously spending $782 billion more on the war in Ukraine. They're throwing people in prison for 2 years or more for posting things online while they're letting out 5,500. I misspoke before. Well, I said 1,700. That's a number that had been released already. The full plan is upwards of 5,000 prisoners, violent criminals, murderers, right? There's one example of two people that butchered a kid with machetes, killed a child, I think he was 13 years old, with machetes. And they'll be out in 6 months thanks to the releases that are happening because the prisons are overcrowded while they're simultaneously arresting thousands of people for their Facebook posts.
Okay. They're cutting the pensions while spending $38 billion on migrants, 30% of their budget. This is just obvious. It should just be obvious to anybody how utterly ridiculous this is and how it's not just happening in the UK. It's happening all over Europe. And it seems like every week there's one of these stories. Bavarian town of 4,000 protests over new asylum home for 500 migrants. 500 migrants, 500 invaders, establishing a colony with the German taxpayer dollars in a town of only 4,000 who don't want 500 foreigners, probably the vast majority, probably upwards of 90%, being Middle Eastern men in this Bavarian town of Rotem Inn. Wide-scale demonstrations against the plans to create a refugee accommodation that will house 5,000 people. Protesters gathered at the district council building in Sion, where they were furious over plans to import 500 migrants, which would make them to more than 10% of the town's population. Notably, residents are blaming the Christian Socialist Union, CSU, which is the political powerhouse in Bavaria and effectively runs the state, with Markus Söder, the minister president, as the head of the state. In fact, Söder has specifically promised that just 6 months ago, the town had no such asylum home would be built. Yeah, well, they're lying. Just like when they say Haitians aren't eating cats. Right? Just like when they say girls aren't being raped in transgender bathrooms. Just like when they say there's not going to be a vaccine passport, they have to say these things aren't going to happen because they recognize, it's perfectly evident, what horrific tragedies they are. And they have to deny it until they do it. And then it's illegal to protest. And then you're a racist if you protest. And of course, this is happening in Ireland. Perhaps, you know, worse than anywhere else. Michael O'Keefe, who's been publishing video after video on this and keeping up with not just the invasion and the military style barracks that are being built in Ireland, and also the fact that the Irish Garda, the federal police, are actually recruiting directly from Pakistan, airing commercials on Pakistani television saying this is a call to action to all Muslims. Sign up to be a part of the federal police, and you'll be in uniform in Ireland oppressing the Irish people in a week. Because, of course, you can't expect the Irish to depopulate and displace themselves. So you arm and deputize foreigners to impose the will of the elite on the unwilling natives. Michael O'Keefe lays it out this way. This is the timeline, right? Be Irish. Enjoy quiet, peaceful life in rural Ireland. One day, the government says hundreds of strange foreign men will be planted in your community. You protest. You get beaten and pepper sprayed. The media calls you racist. They put up huge fences. They arm masked foreign men. Live in your neighborhood. Life is never the same. This is the process taking place over and over and over again in towns all across Europe, and has gone on for decades and will continue until the job is done. Right? When does this end? When you run out of people? I don't know if I need to tell you this, but birth rates aren't low in the third world. It's not just that there is a literal infinite supply of third worlders, billions upon billions upon billions of people just waiting for, you know, the UN helicopter to scoop them up and drop them off in small town Bavaria. But they're also multiplying at a massive rate in just about every non-Western, non-European country. Birth rates are extremely high. So an infinite supply. So it doesn't end when they run out of people to bring in. It ends when an equilibrium is reached. It ends when all of the white people are dead and there's no reason to come to Europe anymore because it's just like everywhere else in the world. Because what we're going through now is the South Africanization of the West. And all you have to do is look at how that country's doing to see where we end up. So at least a few Germans are still brave enough to speak up impotently while they're being replaced. And like there's story after story. I mean, if I just reported on just the crimes happening in Europe because of the migrants, it would be all I'd ever cover. Daily on the InfoWars homepage, like usually the headlines are about that because, you know, Europe is ahead of us in time zone. So it's like the European stories are still there in the morning when I get in. And today there's stories and it's like, I don't even want to cover it, but then it happens so much. It's like, okay, this is no longer just a event. It's like a trend that we have to cover. You know, it's just, you know, Syrian migrant rapes a 23-year-old woman just hours after being immediately released for his arrest for attempting to rape a senior citizen. And this is just every day. Just every day. And so I even wonder, you know, when you're talking about the UK paying 30-something billion dollars just in welfare payments to immigrants who just choose not to work, I mean, how much other money is being spent here? How many hours of police work goes into this? How many hours of court proceedings go into this? How many lawyers are getting paid for all of the criminals to be represented in law courts that are not built for this? It becomes clear it's like the juicing of Europe. It's like just crushing it and just squeezing every drop that you possibly can out of the European people before tossing the husk to the side. And I mean, the number of examples of this, right? One town in Germany with 110 people saw 60 migrants installed nearby. A population of 2,500 in a district in Munich revolted against plans to house 900 migrants nearby. 110 senior citizens were evicted in Berlin to make room for refugees. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And of course, you know, the thing they don't say is that none of these people are refugees. None of them are asylum seekers. 99% of them are young, military-aged, capable men. So it's like, look, you're either just going to freeze to death, starve to death, die out, or your daughters are going to be the wives of some, you know, one of many wives of some Turkish guy. Regardless, your gene pool is being eliminated. Genocide.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you. And that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing amazing these products are and how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I think I might need to lighten it up a little bit. I think I might need to lighten things up just a touch. We'll be joined in the next hour by Leonarda Joni, she's a comedian that we had on last time. She was kicked off of Twitter for insulting the Indian people. And it's happened again, so we're having her on again. It's just one of the things we do here. And she has some breaking news that I'm very excited to learn about and very excited to bring to you. So stay tuned for that. Share the links. Why don't you go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. I'm really torn. I'm really torn between just, continuing to discuss the just deliberate genocide taking place all around me, or trying to lighten it up a little bit. I think we'll lighten it up. We'll try to lighten it up. Just a little bit. Okay. We'll go to clip number 12 here. As we are talking a bit about race, as always, as race is a large part of this, not by choice, not because we want to, not because we're white and the people being genocided are white, because genocide is wrong and we're decent people and we oppose that sort of thing, regardless of who it's happening to. In this case, it just happens to be white people. And that's one of the things is, like, when I talk about white genocide or any of these issues, obviously the way people want this to be seen as, like, basically you're a Nazi if you think white people have a right to exist. If you think white people shouldn't be colonized by their own government, well, you must be Hitler-saluting, goose-stepping Nazi. And the reality is, everybody of every race, color, and creed should be opposed to genocide. It's not that complicated. When it happens to other places, guess what? We're against that too. It's happening in Palestine. And we abhor and oppose it. But, of course, things are going to be misconstrued and destroyed in the minds of normal people. Let's talk about how we got here. The subtle but deliberate propaganda, brainwashing that's gone on worldwide in one singular direction. Again, everybody gets that, like, they want to divide us. But it's also time to recognize that it's only white people that are the target. Everybody else is a collective. Everybody else has collective interests. Everybody else will move heaven and earth to preserve their existence and honor their uniqueness. But when it's white people, you're evil and bad. They have white people believing this, and they have non-white people believing this. It is truly sick. And it's taken decade upon decade of concerted but subtle messaging through every form of media to get us here. Let's go down to clip number 12. This is a clip from Matt Walsh's new movie, Am I a Racist? Let's watch.
My daughter's 4 years old. I am an anti-racist educator, quote unquote. She's still watching Disney movies, and she is choosing a white princess over princesses of color.
Are you a killer? Hear about that?
All the time.
You kill the
My
child.
My 4-year-old daughter is her favorite princess is Moana.
Love it.
It's a good sign.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
But then I also thought, you know, there's a little bit of cultural appropriation here. She wants to be Moana for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we navigate that? Do I go and buy the Pacific Islander native attire for my white 3-year-old?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
But I guess what we might call the Moana problem here is what, on one hand, is cultural appropriation. On the other hand, there's gravitating towards white characters.
Right.
So it's almost like no matter which way you go, you end up back in racism.
We think every space belongs to us because we live in a white supremacist society.
Is America an inherently racist country?
I think the word inherent is challenging there. If we say...
Fundamentally.
Fundamentally, yes. America is racist to its bones. All of these...
So inherently.
Yeah.
They gonna say you racist.
Am I racist?
So that's the Am I Racist movie. This person is sick. And in a weird way, it is a sort of inverse white supremacy. Like, I'm not trying to do the cliche, like, Democrats are the real racists. But in a way, there's this idea that, like, white people can handle it. You know, those other countries, well, they're brown. And they, you know, they need to be propped up. They need to be celebrated. But white people, they don't need to be coddled, right? They need to be torn down a little bit because they're so great, I guess. There's sort of a intrinsic racism in what she's saying. And of course, I don't need to tell you folks the absurdity of this is if you take worldwide polls, you'll know that the only group not racist in the entire world are white people. I had the map yesterday. Somebody posted on Twitter. I don't know if the crew can find it. But, you know, when you look up just like racist attitudes by percentage, you see a map of the world with all the different, you know, the color spectrum. Blue is not racist and red is racist. And it's just like UK and Europe, blue, everywhere else red. So there's an inversion here. It's not just a lie. It's not just that white people are uniquely racist. It's the opposite. White people are uniquely not racist. And in a way, that's the problem. It's our pathological altruism that in a weird sort of inverted, perverted way is like a white, it's like a weird self-hating white supremacy. It really is sick. These people's minds, where these people are, how these people think. I think to get to the bottom of why this has been so successful in this country, we can go to this video. We've shown it before. It's a couple months old, but it's worth revisiting. Clip number 23. This was posted with the label, "This is why women tend to trend socially liberal outwardly, regardless of what they believe deep down." Let's watch clip 23 here.
How many genders are there?
I feel like there's two, because like transgender.
No, stop. Do we say that on camera?
Yeah, but I feel like you either switch from a boy to a girl.
No, stop, back and forth.
Stop.
I feel like it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to be, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, but I feel like they switch back and forth. Like,
I know. Yeah, but like, it doesn't really matter. Like, there's like, you can be anything you want to be. It doesn't matter. Come on, stop.
I'm so sorry
for telling the truth. See, there's two truths. There's the truth, there's reality, there's what is real, and then there's what you're allowed to say socially. There's what you have to pretend to believe socially. And this is sick, and it's an aspect of just overall general weakness, fear, right? Like that girl going, stop, don't say that. Don't say the truth. Don't say reality. Don't say what everybody can see with their own eyes. The sky isn't blue. Shut up. Don't say that. That's insulting. Is she operating off of love or is she operating off of fear? She's saying that because she believes that it's wrong to say that there are two genders, or is she saying that because she fears the backlash? If they can keep you in a state of fear, if they can keep you in a state in which your survival is dependent on those around you, and those around you believe lies, and they can convince you to believe lies, they can convince you of anything. They can convince you to do anything. And of course, it's targeted at women specifically, but weak men as well. Because it's literally a physiological fact that, like, the more testosterone you have, the more likely you are to go against the grain. So it's evolutionary, the way this operates. And we have a media that's operated by people that are hostile to us. So they've spent decades getting people into that position of those little girls. Don't say there are two genders. Don't say migrants are bad. Don't say white people are being genocided. Sure, it's all true, but hurt us if we say it. Be fearful and cowed. Survive. It's sick, folks. It really is.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from it, an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We have the obscene situation where there are three people, you being one of them, who own more wealth than the bottom half of America. Is the system working? In your judgment, is it working? What do you think?
The globalists don't want you just having a job 9 to 5 and, you know, going to the mall and buying tennis shoes or going to play golf or going to church. They think you're worthless and eating their resources, non-renewables.
And for us, what we need to be able to do is to holistically look. It's not about dealing with pandemic preparedness or climate change. It's about how we collectively approach this. This is actually being discussed, you know, as part of the pandemic accord. It's discussed constantly here with WHO and all of our partners of how we work together to address all of these multiple drivers because they are directly related.
They get up there at these big eugenics events.
It's an honor to receive this prestigious award from TAI. I've always believed that innovation is the key to solving the world's toughest challenges, whether it's stopping a pandemic, avoiding a climate disaster.
And then you wonder why he's in control of the whole world's vaccine supply except for China and Russia.
Of all the things that are out there, what could cause an excess in a single year of 10 million deaths?
And while they're doing this, it attacks your fertility.
And wanted to believe for the longest time that it wasn't a depopulation agenda, but ultimately the evidence persuaded me within the Pfizer documents that that's exactly what it is. They knew they were blocking women's ovaries with lipid nanoparticles. They knew the lipid nanoparticles traversed the placenta. They determined that the deaths of fetuses were due to maternal exposure, quote unquote, to the vaccine. They knew that vaccinated women who were nursing their babies were making the babies sick. Their charts, this is why I say Mengele science, they're just charts showing this many thousands of babies are vomiting, this many thousands of babies have edema, which is swollen flesh, this many thousands of babies have convulsions. You know, one baby died of multi-organ system failure.
I've got Bill Gates bemoaning the First Amendment and saying we need to strengthen ways to shut down people. But everything he said about the shot, that it was safe and effective and that it would keep you from getting COVID or spreading it, that's now been admitted to all be a lie. They're the ones with the record of misinformation, disinformation.
If you want to open your history books and look at the biggest purveyor of misinformation in history, do you want to be on the side of the group that attacked him? Or would you rather be him, Galileo? Galileo was absolutely crushed as somebody not just in misinformed, but dangerously misinformed, a threat to the world order. And the Spanish Inquisition had their way with him. It's the same thing about COVID. What's dangerous is when you have a physician or a physician group that becomes evangelical to a cause, not a religious cause, a medical cause. So when the regulators got involved, that's when the excesses come in. Think about now our striving to get to the vaccine. Where are the excesses with masking and lockdowns? Who are the evangelists? Dr. Birx, who runs around the country convincing regulators and governors that they must lock down their states or they're going to kill people if they don't. And that the evangelical physician is where the excesses came from. My question is, you are mandating a black vaccine platform, the mRNA vaccine platform. You're requiring people to get that. Why aren't you as enthusiastic about the whole viral vaccines like Covaxin or Novavax, older platforms that have equal efficacy? Novavax has some of the problems of the mRNA vaccine, too, by the way. But why are we even talking about those? Why are there only two brands, literally two brands? All you are mandating all the way down to the age of to early childhood.
So Bill Gates has always been on record, along with his dad, the head of Planned Parenthood. He wants to depopulate you.
If you want to get to zero, you don't get to skip buildings or agriculture or industry or electricity or transport. You don't even get to skip planes or boats. You know, you've got to have it all.
And then he's doing it to us. He's the field marshal, the top general, the chairman. And then people still like, oh, that's like a show, Alex Jones. You know, that's entertainment over there. That's that crazy guy. He says crazy stuff. No, I'm not saying crazy stuff. They're doing crazy stuff, out of control, dangerous stuff, psychotic mass murder stuff. And I'm up here being attacked and demonized for trying to stop them. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Gentlemen, third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. You're joining us at Infowars.com/show, band.video, or streaming on X, however you're finding us. Thank you so much for being here. We are the most banned network in the world, and I'm joined now by Leonarda Joni. She's a New York-based actor, writer, and stand-up comedian. You can find her podcast at LeonardaIsFunny.com or by searching Leonarda Is Funny on YouTube and Instagram. Again, on YouTube at Leonarda Is Funny, the website LeonardaIsFunny.com. And you got to go there because you can't find her on X anymore. And last time she joined us, it was because she had to private her account. Now the account has been deleted. She has been banned. And she's working feverishly now to send us the proof of who is really behind it. Leonarda, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Harrison.
Well, it's my pleasure. I wish it was under better circumstances, but tell us what's happened to you and your account on X.
Listen, Harrison, when you go into a wasp's nest,
you're gonna get stung?
And you want to get rid of the wasps, some of them are going to come out and sting you. And if you're afraid of that, then you shouldn't go into the wasp's nest.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid of you. Okay? You know who I'm talking about. Okay, so anyway...
So what have you, but your account got deleted, because I was, last time I was thinking you came on because you were banned. You reminded me, no, last time you just went private because you were getting a bunch of hate and a bunch of reports and people.
Right. I was getting people targeting my account.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened again this time because I started defending someone. I started defending Barry Stanton.
Everybody knows.
Long live Barry Stanton, who's still alive and well. We're in a group chat. Who got deplatformed because he was making a lot of anti-India jokes using AI imagery. None of it really was against terms of service. There were no calls to violence. There was nothing like that. But he got taken down. And so as soon as he got taken down, I started launching a campaign to bring him back because I didn't think he violated any terms of service. I believe that we are in the West and we have a right to freedom of speech. And it's one of our Western values that's being attacked. And he was being attacked by a group of people who do not share the same values, the Indians.
Right.
In India, right? Obviously, the Indians that come to America and become part of the culture don't feel this way.
Right.
But they're forcing their view system onto us. And that, to me, feels like a kind of cyber war.
Yeah.
And so I was not going to let him go down. So I launched a campaign, bring him back. He didn't violate any rules. We have every right to do satire comedy. Make fun of other cultures. There's nothing illegal about that. You can't just say that's hateful. Anything can really be deemed hateful if you don't like it. And so soon as I started doing that, that put me on their radar, and they suddenly were like, oh, we got to take down this racist bitch. And I was like, it's not illegal to be racist. It's not against terms of service to be racist. You guys are constantly racist against white people. All of their posts are about how white people are weak. Every white person's mom does OnlyFans. They make threats against raping white people's moms, which isn't called to violence, by the way, not protected under free speech. And so I was like, no, you're not going to do this. And I knew that they were bigger because they're very organized. They're in a group chat, you know, with thousands of them where they target people. And I just continue to go on because I was hoping to bring awareness to this very serious issue that's completely undermining free speech on our platforms.
Yeah, and actually, if the crew could print out, one of the bizarre things about this was the World Bank apparently got involved and demanded that Barry Stanton's account be taken down, and we're threatening Elon Musk with, you know, removing advertising and stuff. If this one account, Barry Stanton, who I don't know if he really is. He sort of plays a character online of just like a middle-aged UK, like British pub owner that just sort of uses classic like British slang to talk about other races. And it's like almost like a parody. Like, he's so over the top with it. It was just funny. I mean, it was just a very funny comedic account. But it's one of the things where if you start going after somebody, like all comedians do it, you sort of poke a person, an individual, or you poke a group of people. And if they sort of laugh and play along, you go, all right, you're cool, and leave them alone. But when you get this like real hatred and this you know reaction, it just makes you want to double down. You just go, oh, you really hate this, huh? Well, I'm going to do it, you know, twice as much.
Exactly, because you're trying to silence people just because you don't like them. And they are not accustomed to the values and the culture that we have here. This is one of the big things you're going to encounter when you start doing something international like X.
Yep.
You know, we went through it over here already. You know, there was that famous comedian in the 60s. Everybody loves him. He got arrested.
Carlin, yeah.
Before Carlin, actually.
Lenny Bruce,
because he was challenging the system, right? He was going up and he was exercising his free speech and people didn't like it and he arrested. So we fought those wars for our ability to speak and speak offensively. There is no point to free speech if you cannot offend. That's my whole point on X. Like, I don't even believe half the things I say.
Right,
it's
funny.
I really don't. But it's like, if it's funny, I'm going to go for the punch. I don't care if I have to use sort of language we're not allowed to use. Fuck that. Who said we're not allowed to use certain language? I'm not threatening anybody. I never do that. Never threaten anybody. Never tell anybody to go hurt themselves. But I push it because I'm like, hey, we're all asleep.
Right.
We've all taken the sleeping pills and agreed for politeness. And now what's happening is that one sacred right that we had of freedom of speech is pretty much gone. And anybody who thinks that we still do, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say whatever you want within a certain confine. And right now that confine is getting smaller and smaller. And people do not understand that if the freedom of speech goes, everything else goes. Everything.
100%. And they're going to get rid of it by doing things like this, by calling it offensive. And the weird thing is where this transitions from, and I don't even want to give it credit, but just to make the point, it's like if somebody's just being obviously racist, just to be racist, blah, blah, I sort of get where it's like, okay, that's not necessary. But then that transcends into, and again, you do have a right to be racist. Feel free to be as racist as you want. It is free speech. That's the point. We should be testing its boundaries. But then it transitions into, like, if you talk about an actual news report that fits in with the prejudice, then you're not allowed to talk about that news report. You're not allowed to talk about real things that are happening because it fulfills a preconception that is deemed racist. It's absurd, and it means we're not allowed to talk about things that are actually happening and people need to know about.
This is 100% correct. This is what I started getting targeted with. Because, you know, I'm funny and I'll say funny things, but what I was doing was commenting on news articles that highlighted some of the values in Indian culture that do not align with Western values, one of which is a huge level of misogyny and rape culture.
Oh my God, it's
out of control.
You talk about rape culture. I mean, they're sitting here going, hey, when Harvey Weinstein, you know, rapes actresses, that's because America is a rape culture, as if we're all guilty of that. Then you look at India and it's like, okay, a rape victim got raped by the doctor at the hospital. What is going on here? Like, there's actual stories like that. Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, there's a story of there's also a recent story where a woman needed to be picked up by the ambulance, and then the ambulance people did not let the husband come in because they wanted to rape her, and then they did rape her, and this is really bad, guys. They gang raped her so much that they threw a piece of her guts out the window.
Oh my God.
So sorry to be graphic, but you have to know that this is going on. And then if you talk about it, you have this whole organized group of people who deem you a racist because they want to silence it and they want to shut it down, which is not the way to do it. So you want to say America is a rape culture. You have to look at the way we respond to people who are guilty of rape if you want to know if we're a rape culture. When this came out against Harvey Weinstein, everybody was upset. Everybody was up in arms. He was tried, the whole thing. When this happens in India, it's just like another story. It's like another day. And unless you have power to get the case taken care of, it doesn't get taken care of. So that's a rape culture.
Yeah. And they want to silence it, not because it's not true, not because it's racist, but because it is true. And they just want it not to be known. And I guess because they want it to continue. It's like that. There's that classic quote from a British person in India where the Indians were saying, sir, it's our culture when we burn the wives with the husbands. And
that's correct.
And the English person says, all right, well, you have your custom. My custom is we hang people who burn women. So you stick to your custom and I'll stick to mine. I mean, this goes back like hundreds of years to the conflict between Indian culture and Western culture. It is not compatible in a lot of ways.
Well, what you have here is just the end result of our moral relativism, of our shaming of Western people, of our shaming of white Europeans and white European culture, of a constant beatdown on this. I mean, how long has it been that we've been told white people are evil? White people are racist. White people impose their cultures all around the world on natives all around the world. And who says that our values are the absolute values? So now what's happening is all these cultures who actually do have very shitty cultural practices that need to go. Sorry, you don't get to just rape a rape victim in the hospital. You don't get to kill women whose husbands died. Right. Instead of them being able to reflect back on some of these things. And of course, it's not the whole culture, but we're talking about the worst things. Instead of them being able to reflect on these parts of their culture that are not good and revise them and say, hey, this is not what we want to be about. They are now emboldened by this cultural Marxist BS philosophy that's about moral relativism and talking about how we shouldn't have to adopt the cultures of another country because it's oppressive. Now they celebrate those worst things. Yeah. They're emboldened. Anybody who criticizes them, they have a kind of moral justification to be like, you're racist because you are saying Indians do this when it's an objective truth that they're doing it. And so now we're in a place where even if you wanted to argue for values like don't rape women, which is insane to me because apparently we're feminists in this culture, but we don't care when women get raped in another culture constantly or in this genital mutilation. We're not allowed because they undermined any kind of Western value as oppressive. And they said colonialism was bad. I don't think it was so bad for all the women that didn't die in India after the Brits came. I'm pretty sure they were okay with colonialism.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, this is the issue, and it happens a lot. It happens with black people sometimes on X where it's like, you know, you see some horrific video of like a black guy like beating the crap out of a white woman. And, you know, you're not a racist, so you don't go, that's a black person for you. Like, you don't extrapolate that person's action to the rest of the race.
Correct.
But then you go on X and it's like, wait, this has 135,000 likes with the caption like she got what she deserved. And every comment is like, this is coming for you, white people. It's like, well, hold on. All right. Is this a bigger issue than I thought it was?
Harrison, it's a bigger issue and people don't understand what's happening. They're asleep.
Right.
Okay. All you have to do is go look at what happened in South Africa and what happened in Rhodesia. Number one, we're told a heinous lie about South Africa that the white Europeans came in and took the land from the Africans who were living there. Does that sound familiar to you?
Of course.
Doesn't it sound like what they're saying about America? Now, here's what they leave out. There were no Africans living in South Africa when they went there. The climate was too cold for them. If there were any, they would tend to kind of migrate in during the hot summers and migrate out, but they couldn't live there because they weren't accustomed to cold climates. So the white Europeans came in, they built a whole civilized society for them. Hi, yes, when people go somewhere and they build something, it's for them. I don't build a house for somebody else's family.
Right.
Okay. Then they allowed the native black populations to come in and live in the civilized society that they built. Okay. And then this whole it's a communist doctrine started. That's exactly what happened. It's the same thing that happened in Rhodesia that, these people had taken your land and you have every right to take it back. And so now what's happened, not only is it not fair, because they talked about they wanted racial justice and equality, but the white farmers there are targeted on a regular basis. They are tortured. They are murdered. The people who do this are empowered by the government to do it. And South Africa is collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the agenda for here.
Yeah.
It's the same narrative. It's the same emboldening and empowering of anybody who's not white by this narrative that says white people did this evil to you. Doesn't matter how long ago it was, but now is your time to get retributive justice.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how long ago it was or if it even happened, right?
Correct.
As you point out, you know, there wasn't some big civilization that white people moved in and took over in South Africa. It just didn't exist. It was like some tribe. And the people that are, you know, in Africa now are not even the tribe that were there in the first place.
That's correct.
There in the first place, where it was a race called like the Koshi or something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but you've got, Bantu or whoever else it is coming in. It's all nonsense. It's all obviously nonsense. But
it goes back to what you were saying. Now there's a video, right? Something that should be seen as inherently evil. Doesn't matter what the races are. If I told you there's a big, strong, powerful man beating the crap out of a weaker woman, if you don't know the races, immediately the value judgment is, hey, that's not good.
Right.
Now, because we live under this brainwashing program, as soon as you say, well, it was a black man beating up a white woman, everybody's like, she deserved it because of slavery, because of colonialism. So now you have a population that's empowered to have a completely unequal justice system and empowered to believe that their heinous actions are morally justified.
Right. They're good. Yeah. They're retributive. We deserve it, basically.
Yeah. Retributive justice.
Justice. And of course, then it gets absurd because, and it always happens when we talk about Europe and European migration. And, you know, first they'll start with like, well, no, this is for your pensions because you're not having babies. And then it's, well, no, it's because they're, asylum seekers and they need help. But eventually it gets down to, no, you did it to us and now we're doing it to you. And they're even saying that in places like Ireland that never colonized anybody. So it's all bullcrap.
It's all BS. Okay. And then let's also just talk about the fact that usually when the Brits went in somewhere, they created a better system that was in existence. So you know what? If you want to come into Europe, why don't you go ahead and build something instead of destroying everything?
Yeah.
That's the crap. But it's all BS, like you said. It's all made up. They're all made up justifications because there is one agenda and only one agenda. And that is a complete annihilation of the Western European Christian populations. That's it.
And I completely agree with you. And it's because of the values that our culture created and put in writing and founded our countries on. And you can see it when they go, you know, white people, whiteness is bad. We have to eliminate whiteness. You go, okay, what is whiteness? And they go, oh, you know, things like the Constitution and freedom of speech and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
Being on time.
They literally say being on time. So it's like, okay, oh, let's do a little algebraic equation here. You know, the transitive property, you're saying you want to get rid of our freedoms, the things that make us free, things that make us able to speak out, the things that make us who we are and strong and powerful and good. That's what you're trying to destroy. And you're putting it on white people to make it seem like it's some sort of restorative justice about racism, when really it's about tearing down our ability to speak freely and to tell the truth and to oppose oppression and to stand up against our government. These are the things that are going away because they want total control. And the white people are a barrier to that.
That is exactly correct. White people are a barrier to that. Listen, I was not so racially conscious before they started all of this.
Oh, exactly.
I believed in the whole American ideals. You know, we're Americans. I don't see you for the particular racial identity or ethnic identity group you belong to. I see you as part of the same society I'm in.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got a racial consciousness except for white people, because when we do it, apparently we're dangerous and evil and we're going to kill everybody. You mean like the way you're doing to us now? You're literally murdering us. But as I've become more racially conscious, you know, the irony is they wanted to bring up all this racial consciousness. And what it actually did was make you aware that so many of the things that we value and that are good are fundamental to white culture.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and people get upset. I don't care. The truth is the truth. Go ahead and take a look at any society you want. Where do you find freedom of speech?
Right.
It's not in Africa. It's definitely not in India, and it for sure as heck is not in China.
Yep.
So where is it? It's only in white European cultures or countries, or where those white European countries have settled. Okay. Yep. Where do you find the right to bear arms? It used to be everywhere that white people were, but that's been taken away, and now it's only here. You know, where do you find a sense of, hey, we don't seek retribution for something somebody else's family did, you know, that whole blood wars. That's a Christian value, which, by the way, you know, right, this retributive justice thing, anti-Christian.
Yeah, for sure.
So any of the things you value, where do you find them?
Yeah.
Once you become conscious of that, now you actually realize what's really going on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I still do believe in the you know, maybe I was brainwashed, you know, growing up in the 90s, but the whole idea of, like, you don't judge somebody by their race, they're American just like you are. But if you allow the division, if you allow the demonization of white people, and then that demonization seeps into our values, then you lose those values, and that doesn't exist anymore. So if you want to live in a country that's open, that's fair, that seeks justice, not retribution, that doesn't, you know, punish people for the crimes of people who look like them, that's American. And if you aren't, you know, powerfully supporting these values and the people who brought us those values, they go away. We're not American anymore. And all that freedom and all that goodness, all the prosperity, it all goes away with it.
Correct. And they're using a very intelligent psychological operation where they are weaponizing victimhood. This is all by design.
Yep.
They identify a particular group as victims. And by the way, that group is anybody who is not a straight white male, by the way. And by the way, straight white women are also kind of getting thrown out from that as well.
Yeah. Okay. There are enablers.
So you identify them as that, and then because of that victimization, any behavior they do is justified. That's all got to go. All the BS, oh, you're from a protected group? Don't care. What are you doing? That's what we're looking at. What are your actions? What are you doing? Because if we do that, we can get back to what really matters. And none of this kowtowing, oh, I'm sorry, I'm white. Fuck that.
Yeah, and you know, talking about, you know, the Christian morals and Christian values, like treating others as you like to be treated. And I try to put myself in the minds of, you know, our enemies that are deleting you off the internet and, you know, going after us constantly and sending me threatening messages. It doesn't make any sense. I can't put myself in their mindset. I can't imagine hearing a story about a white person, you know, raping somebody and going, they need to shut up because that's reflective on me and I need to, you know, defend the rapist.
Nobody
because he's white.
That.
It's insane. It's an insane way to think. And yet they're like attempting to force that on everybody.
Nobody does that. You do not see that amongst white people. They immediately disavow anybody who behaves that way. They call for the harshest punishments on them. And now we used to have that kind of equality no matter what race you were that did it. But now they're afraid. Like, you know, recently you had that white family who's I think it was like their 10-year-old child was murdered by a Haitian immigrant. And the cuck of a father goes on and goes, well, I wish he had been killed by a white man to end the racism. Shut up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's if you had been a little bit more racist, your son would be alive. Do you think about that? It's like you're ignoring obvious evidence. You have other cultures coming in and you're like, oh, yeah, here's my son. You're a moron.
Yeah, no, you're like suicidal in the sickest way you can possibly imagine. And that's the thing. If I saw a black guy going, I wish my son been killed by a black man. So, you know, they wouldn't be able to use it. It's like, no, you're sick. There's something wrong with you.
Exactly.
If you're like this self-hating, it's really a psychological, like, handicap that these people have that is destroying us totally. And just take it back. So with India, it's like there's so many things that go on in India that would – I mean, people don't know. People don't – I didn't even know. I've known this – I've seen the craziest stuff. Some of the stuff I've seen in the last few months about India, and I don't know what it was. Maybe we'll try to track back, like, how India became such a hot topic on Twitter in the first place. But I mean, some of it is just.
I have a theory about how
appalling.
It became such a. But
Dude,
we
does
we,
it have
we
to do with,
talk, yeah,
with Apu?
No, but it. But Apu's tied in. But no, it's tied in. But that's not it.
Okay.
That's not it at all.
We got a minute left. Can you break it down in a minute?
Sure. I mean,
or we can hold it over to the other side.
No, I think you guys should hold it over because it's going to take a little bit of
detail. We'll hold it over. Okay, because I want to talk about that. And I really want to talk about it. I've been teasing it all show, and I'm very excited because I haven't even seen the screenshots. I know you sent to our crew. We'll bring them up. How this operates in the back end, how they get people kicked off the internet, because it's Barry Stanton, it's Leonardo Joni, it's they're going after Lord Miles, they're going after iHypocrite, they're going after all of these people that are talking about India in an unfriendly way, and they're doing it in a coordinated fashion, and they're doing it with help behind the scenes. So this is like a breaking story, folks, and this is something that Elon Musk needs to know about, that you need to know about, that needs to be fixed, because right now you have a mob of people working behind the scenes in a coordinated fashion to take down anyone they don't like, and in this case they're doing it because they're Indian and the people they're taking down are insulting Indians. So we'll be back on the other side with Leonardo Joni. You've got to go to leonardaisfunny.com, leonardaisfunny.com, so you can't find her on Twitter anymore. She is a victim of this hit group.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality.
CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95. That is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Leonarda Joni is my guest. Find her podcast at leonardaisfunny.com or by searching Leonarda is Funny on YouTube and Instagram. And you cannot find her on X because she has been removed. And Leonarda, you were telling me some pretty interesting information about this. You really only teased me with it. I don't know the full story, so break it down for us. There is a group working behind the scenes. They have Telegram groups, and I guess they have groups on X as well.
Yes.
It's Indians who mass report anybody critical of India and get them removed.
Correct. And they can mass report you for anything. They can deem anything. Even if it's like a little bit of an edgy joke, they can say, oh, this is hateful. And then, you know, the algorithm for that is so broad that it can get captured even if it's not. And right. You don't have to be breaking any terms of service. But what they do is they target different accounts that they think need to get taken down because they don't like that they're being critical of India. That's the only thing they care about, right? So what I did recently was, you know, there was a story about a 28-year-old Indian man who raped his own mother.
Okay.
Which is horrible. And his mother said, leave me alone. I am your mother. And he still did it. Okay. This is a horrific story. So I think things like this should be brought to attention so that we can say we don't condone this kind of behavior. So I reposted that and I said, what the heck is going on in India or something like that? That was it. They targeted it. Well, already they had me on their radar because I was defending Barry and I was saying he shouldn't get suspended. And they were like, you racist bitch, you are next, threatening me.
Right.
And so they then saw that and they go, in their group chat, which I have a screenshot of, I sent it to you. They said, we have to target this. They pinned it to the top. They said, this racist bitch has to go next. We have to have thousands of reports on her a day because they know that if they send in thousands of reports, and a lot of them are bots, but through the mass reporting, it trips the algorithm to automatically suspend someone, regardless if there's any violation of terms of service or not. So it can happen to anyone.
They're gaming the system.
They are gaming the system.
So, yeah, and I know you sent those images to the crew. If the crew can bring those up, then you can sort of just show us what we're
looking at
here. Again, this is all bizarre because at the same time that Barry Stanton is being mass reported by this Indian group, the World Bank is getting on X and specifically targeting Barry Stanton and saying he has to be removed. So this is called, Hindutva Night.
So they're H-phobia. So their whole thing is that they're on the lookout for Hindu phobia. It's like nobody's afraid of your purple elephant god. So calm down. Okay. So, yeah, Hindu, and by the way, irony of ironies, she uses Dua Lipa's picture as his profile picture, and she's Albanian, so that's ours, okay? And she says, you know, blocking me can't save you. There are thousands of us, okay? And then she posts a screenshot of the Barry Stanton telegram where they were saying, hey, post this account. They are mass reporting. Big accounts can be taken down by mass reporting. Then X is not a freedom of speech platform. It is simply Jeep mob rule, which is true. And that can happen for any group. Now, this is the guy. So if we go this picture here that you're looking at. Okay, go to the previous one. So this is a screenshot of their Telegram channel. It's called Indian Cyber Defender Group. As you can see, there was about 2,500 at the time, but I think there's more. And you can see on the first thing, they have a link to the tweet that they found offensive, which had nothing to do with that. It was me saying that to bring Barry back.
Right.
And then they said, pin everyone report. She is targeting our group specifically, because I was saying that they are, they're in a mass group, right? And so I was targeting them to highlight that they're doing something against the terms of service.
Right.
And they're like, extremely racist. I was like, that wasn't actually racist. So they, because of that, they then went in over and over. And now if you go to the next screenshot, this guy, his name is Sandeep Kothari, not this one, the other one. Yes, he is the administrator of that group chat. He's the administrator of the Indian Cyber Defender Group, and he works inside of X, allegedly, okay, because I don't want to, whatever. But we have it on good authority that he's actually an X employee, and he is running this group. He knows the ins and outs, so he knows that he can get people to trigger the algorithm. And his name there is Sandeep, S-A-N-D-E-E-P, K-O-T-H-A-R-I. He is the, from what we know, he is the administrator of this group, allegedly. He works inside of X, allegedly. And he is orchestrating this whole mass reporting. And so, therefore, you know, when they do this, they can mass report you. They're on the inside. So you can appeal it all you want, but they have your account in a gulag, essentially.
Right.
And your appeals go nowhere. So this is a effective censorship. So Elon Musk, You don't have a free speech platform, and you're lying to your people. And I was a Premium Plus subscriber. I paid for the whole year. Thank you very much, because I believed in what you were saying. I didn't want you to have to rely on advertisers. I contributed daily a lot. My post got millions of views, so I know you made tons of advertiser revenue off of me. And you're supporting people who can't even afford an $8 a month subscription.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is that, you know, obviously this can be weaponized by anybody. It doesn't even have to be a mass of people. It can be one person with a crap ton of bots. I mean, this
that's exactly correct.
One of the issues with X that Elon Musk seemed to be aware of. And I was, you know, it's almost like there has to be something like this going on, because when Barry Stanton got taken down and he's sort of in the center of all of this, he said, like, don't worry about it. I've shown that it's mass reporting, because anybody can do this. If you just don't like what somebody's saying, you get 100 people to go report their account. It triggers the algorithm. It gets taken down. But they're supposed to then go through and go, okay, this wasn't a real violation. It was just a mob tactic to get this taken down. That was the assumption, that Barry Stanton was going to be back, because this was obviously a coordinated effort to take him down, but then he never came back. And so it's
he
what
did come back. Here's the thing. They did unsuspend the account, and then all they did was start mass reporting him. So that's why you have to deal with the issue. It doesn't matter if you bring them back, because they'll just retarget you and trip the algorithm again, and then enough of those and your appeals are done.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. You there has to be a way, when you do a mass report, that you have to like fill the CAPTCHA to make sure you're a human, or provide a phone number to make sure it's the same. It's one person. You can't do millions of reports on the same thing. And that will change the problem.
Yeah.
You know, when I have to send in my appeal, I have to go through like 7 things to prove I'm a human. Why don't you have to do that when you're doing a report on someone's account?
Right. Right. And again, it's just a broken system, because there are things that if I report somebody, you know, posting my information online, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go anywhere. And I'm not about to spread that to a bunch of people to get a bunch of attention
right.
on it. So, I mean, the reporting system is broken. Actual content that literally it blatantly breaks the rules continues up without ever being taken down. And yet people are gaming the system with these Telegram groups or X groups. And then they brag about it on X, which
they
is kind of
crazy. They did brag about it on X. I mean, you saw one of those things was off of X. She tweeted how there's thousands of us. And then when they take an account down, they'll put a post like, we all did it. Thanks to everybody for the mass reporting. They're literally saying that.
Yeah, they're literally bragging about it. And we're outnumbered. Leonardo, there's billions of them. What are we going to do about this? That's one of the crazy. Actually, you know, Barry Stanton, one of his last posts, like, I can't get it out of my head. He said every single country in the world could take in 1 million Indian people, and there would still be 1.3 billion people in India.
Yes.
Like, it's insane, the population of India. It is absolutely massive. And I wonder how much of that has to do with why X is allowing this to go on, because they want the billion people marketplace, you know,
sure,
open to
but
them.
That's false advertising, because those people can't afford to buy any of the products you're advertising. So now you're lying to your advertisers, because you're saying, oh, look, we have all of these users who are potential customers. They're not potential customers. You know, when I restricted my comments so that you had to be a verified account, all of a sudden my comments went from the hundreds and thousands to like 1 or 2 of them.
Right.
So you're like, okay, so people who can't afford to pay $8 a month are going to buy your like vitamin C supplements?
Well, when it's the World Bank saying it and the government saying it's more useful for propaganda and for shaping the narrative than even selling things. I always think that's a scam when they're like, oh, your phone is listening to you because they want to sell you things. And it's like, really? Because I'm getting advertising in Spanish for a product I already own. So clearly they're not using this information to sell me things, or they do a better job of it. We'll be right back, folks. Leonardo Joni, we're going to get into her theory about sort of how this all developed, how we got to this point, what the cultural tide is going in or out. We'll be right back, folks. Leonardo is funny on Instagram.
Thank you.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment with Leonarda Joni. LeonardaIsFunny.com. Leonarda is funny on YouTube and Instagram. And we're going to get into, you know, what happened? What was behind the rise in anti-Indian sentiment online? Because it's taken a couple different forms. But before we do that, I just want to bring you a couple stats about India, here courtesy of our friends on X. Air pollution in India is a serious environmental issue. New Delhi and Kolkata are the most polluted cities in the world. If you look at the most polluted countries in the world, India is far and away the most polluted. It has 63 cities in the top 100 most polluting cities. And I mean, you can look at a variety.
Where's America on that?
I don't see it.
Oh, it's not there. Would you look at that?
There's some sort of cultural impetus to protect nature. Isn't that interesting?
But so the only European country on there is Russia.
Is that right?
That's what I saw.
Well, 14 out of the world's 15 most polluted cities are in India. So you take the top 15 most polluting cities in the world, 14 of them are in India. So again, this isn't like a smear. It's not like a racist thing. It's like this is a culture that is like, and I was trying to find it earlier. Maybe the crew can find it. There's like maps where they show ocean pollution, and you look at the Indian subcontinent, and it's just, you know, spewing filth into the oceans. The rivers are just unimaginably disgusting. You see videos of just people bathing next to decomposing bodies. It's alien to us in the West. It's bizarre and strange, but if you talk about it, you're a racist, I guess, even
right.
though
and now they have a shield against any kind of criticism about it.
Because they can ban anybody.
And they could just say that you're being racist.
Right.
Instead of being like, no, this is a problem with your culture. Fix it.
Right. And so it has been a trend recently, and it's just one of these things, you know, things come and go on the internet. And one of the things that started cropping up more and more was like pointing out what India is up to and some of the, and I think it started actually, one of our crew members came in and I think it started really to get going with the Indian street food. There'd be these videos of Indian street food where there's just flies everywhere and they're using their hands and feet in the food, and that started going viral and people started doing parodies of that. I mean, how do you think it got to the point now where, you know, you've got Barry Stanton as a menace, you know, that all of India has to come together to take down?
Well, I think it was kind of like a, you know, one thing fed the other.
Right.
So there's a couple of things. First of all, I think this whole cultural Marxist culture that we're living under that says you're not allowed to criticize any other non-white culture fed and fueled everything.
Right.
Because then it gave, you know, when you did point out something like we were saying earlier that was a valid criticism of the Indian culture, it gave those people fuel to be like, you're being racist, and shut it down. Now you do that and the people over here are going, well, fuck you, I'm not being racist. And then it's like what you said, every time they try to silence Barry, he'd come back with more and more AI imagery.
Right, right. And look, that's human nature. And I have a hard time resisting this as well. Like, even if you make sort of a, you know, benign statement about something and they come out and go, how dare you say that? I want to go, you know what? I'm going to say more now. I'm going to be even worse. I'm going to show you what it's like for me to be racist, because I wasn't before, but now you're making me. And of course that just fuels the fire and makes people, you know, convinces people that your detractors are correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then I think that there were malevolent agents within the Indian culture. So it's obviously not all people who saw this as a route to power for themselves. So you brought up the issue of Apu, right? The guy who took down Apu was like a comedian, right? A writer. So he didn't care that he was taking down a very positive stereotype of his people. He cared about getting himself at the forefront and getting attention for himself. So he was willing to tear down this very beloved structure, because to him it was, I'm taking it away from the whites and look at how good of a person I am, that kind of self-satisfaction of their own moral superiority, right? Mm-hmm. And so people like that get to do that. So now you take that down, right? And people go, well, what's really going on? And so
right.
We have global travel. We have, you know, information getting across much easier channels than it used to, like even, let's say, 10 years ago. And so now when people get exposed to the reality of India, there isn't this positive stereotype. And a lot of us have very positive interactions. Like, you know, there's a lot of really good, solid Indian doctors in America.
Yeah, of course.
You know, there are some good Indian people that you meet here, and we have very positive interactions with them. But not a lot of people have interactions, because there just aren't as many of them here, although that's changing. And so now, you know, you had the Simpsons stereotype for those people who never had any kind of interaction with them, and that's gone. So now all they're seeing is all the negative stuff all over the place, because there's a lot of it. And I also think, ironically enough, it goes back to WikiLeaks. There was a lot of emails that were put out in WikiLeaks, and it was hard to go through everything. I just so happened to, you know, I clicked on a bunch of random ones, and two of the random ones that I picked on, that I clicked on, had horrific stories of things that had happened to Europeans when they were in India. And I had no idea about this.
Mm-hmm.
I was under all the same illusions that we are. Oh, it's this spiritual place. It's the place of enlightenment. That's
right.
All.
The Beatles told me about it, yeah.
Total BS propaganda.
Yeah.
So there's two major horrific stories. Number one, there was this Russian tourist couple that had went to one of the islands off the coast of India, and they had asked the staff, the hotel staff, hey, we heard that there were sea snakes. you know, we really want to be cautious. Are there sea snakes? Of course, they lied blatantly to their face. Said, no, there are no sea snakes. Don't worry, because they didn't want it to be bad on their reflect back on their culture. So they go swimming. The husband gets bit by a sea snake right in the chest. He's dying. She struggles to get him out of the water. She's calling for help. It takes the staff, I forgot, like I think 15 minutes to even pay attention and get an ambulance. It takes another 15 minutes for the ambulance to come. Then they're all lackadaisical, like somebody's life is not on the line, and she wants to ride in the ambulance. They don't let her, so she's got to get a cab. She has to wait 15 minutes to get a cab that even takes her afterward. By the time she gets there, she finds these guys standing outside the ambulance, just smoking a cigarette, being super casual. She's like, where's my husband? She's like, oh, he died.
Yeah.
Super casual.
No, you know what it kind of reminds me of is like when COVID first came out and they were blaming it on eating bat soup for the idiots that actually believed that for a single second. But then it was like all these videos of like Chinese people just like using chopsticks, live baby mice, just like eating them right up. And it's like, and people are horrified by this, but it's like, yeah, guys, not everywhere's America. Like we got a really nice thing going here that we're going to lose if we don't hold on to it and maintain it.
Well, that you're going to lose if you import all the people who built their societies over there that you don't want, which is what we see happening with the Haitians now being imported into America. And then they're bringing their voodoo practices, because that's what it is. I'm not being stereotypical.
No, it's literally
don't look
voodoo,
for it.
Yeah.
Where they do animal sacrifices. They eat animals. They don't adapt to the culture around them because, frankly, they're not high IQ enough. It's proven.
And they're being told, why should they, right? They're being told, no,
it's beyond that, Harrison. They don't even have the comprehension for that.
No, I know. And that's one of the crazy things. The average IQ is something like 78 when 75
below
is
70.
The barrier. I'm being generous here. I'm being generous. Well, let's say it's 75. That means half the people that we're importing on average are going to be so low IQ that they actually can't be held accountable for their actions in the court of law because they're technically mentally retarded and therefore can't be held responsible.
And
insane.
They can't.
Insane.
Okay, they're not even going to understand what you're telling them. It doesn't comprehend to them. You tell them you can't eat a cat. They look at you and they go, well, you eat a duck. And to them, it's the same. They don't have that comprehension level that you have that goes, yeah, but it's a different animal. This is like a part of the family, you know? They don't have that. So that's what's happening. And this is being done on purpose.
Yeah.
You're bringing in people. That's why you got to get it. Okay. If you look around the world and you don't like what's happening in a country, it's the people there who have built it.
So they can change, you know, people can change. You can get rid of these, you know, old traditions like burning your wife to death when you die. Like you can get rid of these things. You can move on. But instead, the entire culture is being hijacked by people who are canceling you for talking about it.
Correct.
Because they want it to continue. It's
right.
It is a.
Because they don't want to change. That's why, Harrison. They don't want to change, and they like the power they get out of being claiming to be a victim, and they can continue to claim to be a victim as long as you say there are no hierarchy of values that are legitimate, and any criticism of my values is a reflection of your white supremacy and racism and oppression, and therefore I actually have the superiority to fight back against you.
And of course, the ultimate cognitive dissonance and hypocrisy is that, as you pointed out earlier, you've got all these people on the left here talking about feminism, talking about rape culture, and yet they're going to hate you for talking about India, who has caste systems, and I mean the stories that we've heard, and we haven't even scratched the surface on it. And again, it's so funny, this post here, if we can bring it up quick, I know we don't have about a minute left in this, but you know, it's about Apu, you know, this caricature on The Simpsons, who was a very positive role model. This guy gets him kicked off because he's insulted about it, and now the stereotype of Indians is a whole lot worse. And so when you say like all of this gets started with this cultural Marxism stuff, it very literally gets started with this cultural Marxism stuff where they tear down good stereotypes, and the only thing left to fill the void is, well, the reality in a lot of cases, the bad stereotypes and the sick stuff that goes on. Folks, Leonarda Joni, Leonarda is funny. She is. She's not usually this fired up. She's usually a lot more sarcastic and hilarious.
Yeah, but I'm fired up right now.
And you should be. And it is a damn shame that your account has been taken down. Hopefully we can get that reversed. Hopefully we can get this whole network, you know, torn up. LeonardaIsFunny.com. Leonarda is funny on YouTube and Instagram. Go find her stand up, share it, do whatever you can to support her because the Indians are after her.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support,
collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.